I'm here with Ethan Holloway talking about
Jeff Cavalier with
Jeff Cavalier with the social media page, and he's going to tell me a little bit about why he's such an avid fan of Jeff and how Jeff has changed his life through social media. Ethan, thanks for being here and thanks for taking the time to do this. So the first question, obviously, which is a social media influencer, what platform is he on? We touched on it already, but just expand on that for me.
He's on YouTube and Instagram. He may even be on Snapchat, I'm not really sure. But he runs this company called Athlene X. And Athlene X is pretty much workout advice. He's a personal trainer. He used to be a personal trainer for the Mets, the New York Mets, I believe. That's where he kind of knows what he's doing. And it's just all pretty much working out stuff. His main goal is to pretty much put on muscle and lose fat simultaneously at the same time.
Can you repeat his name for the audience one more
time? Jeff Cavalier. Mainly known by Athlene X.
So how did you find out about Jeff? Where did you find out about him? And what, got you inspired by him?
Okay, yeah, so pretty much my freshman or sophomore year, I was just like super skinny, I guess, and I was just wanted to get in the gym and start working out a little bit. And the first time I went to the gym, I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I remember me and my brother would just go in, and they had like people would literally come up to us and say like, what are you doing? You have no idea what you're doing. And I wanted to kind of get a better sense of what to do. And I literally just went on YouTube, typed in like how to bench press or how to do this exercise. And I found a lot of videos, I'd say a bunch of videos, but the ones that really kind of stuck with me were Jeff Cavalier with AthleaneX.com. A lot of the things that he teaches are kind of different, I'd say, than how to, like looking back on it, I didn't know what I was doing, but now that I say I would know what I'm doing, it's a little more, he kind of knew what he was doing. He did it in a different way, in a way that you could feel it more on each and every exercise, and yeah.
What, you say he did it in a different way.
Yeah, by saying a different way, like he would say, like for example, bench press, like you want to increase your bench press. A lot of people are going to tell you to do that. You want to just try and increase your weight each and every time and just keep pushing. But one way that Jeff talked about it was, he said, put as much weight on the bar as you possibly can to the point where there's no way you can lift it. Get on the bench and just push the bar as hard as you can. And the bar's not gonna move at all, but it's supposed to get you more like ready to go. So like when you are lifting heavier weight, it's something what I mean by different. And I did that, and I'd say I think it worked very well. And that's just one exercise. He did that for tons of other exercises, just new, I'd say, and like improved ways to increase your weight, get better form, and overall just see better results.
So the point of that is not for you to be able to lift it because you're putting so much weight to the point where you're not able to lift it.
Yeah.
The point of it is to get your muscles going
so
that you can prepare to lift maybe lower weight, but you're going to have better form and you're going to be ready and more prepared to do as many sets as you possibly could.
It's like you're used to lighter weight. So when there's so much weight on the bar like that, it's so hard to do that when you finally get back to the lighter weight, it almost feels what usually would feel heavy is now feeling a little lighter because you're so used to something being so heavy that you can't even lift it. You're just merely just sitting there pushing it.
Yeah, I remember in my junior year, going into my junior year of high school, I was training, all summer long playing basketball. And one of my trainers told me that instead of using basketballs, we started using medicine balls to dribble and shoot with medicine balls.
Yeah.
And so my shot, when I touched the actual basketball, the basketball was so light and so, easy to balance and easy to grab that everything just became so much easier and, more natural because of the lightness of it.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting idea that Jeff has.
It's about like a bunch of exercises here. It's just the one I could remember off the top of my head. I've tried so many of his videos. It's a new video for pretty much every exercise.
That's great. I really need to check this guy out. So explain to me, is he popular? Is he a lot of people watch his videos, a lot of people follow him on his Instagram?
Yeah, he actually has a couple million subscribers and a million followers on both platforms, actually. And I think that, yeah, another reason why is he's very, like, there's no cutting corners with this guy. It's like he tells you straight up, if you want to see results, you got to eat the right amount of food, like eat the right foods, lift the right amount of weight, like do all this. He's not telling you it's easy. He's telling you straight up it's hard. And I think a lot of people are attracted to that, actually, because he, while it may be difficult, he's telling you exactly what to do and how to get there.
You talked a little bit about the New York Mets at the beginning. Can you explain his relationship with the New York Mets, and has that helped him maybe with popularity?
I don't know too much about it. I do know, I think back in maybe 2009, 2010, I think he was part with the Mets.
As like a strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah, pretty sure. Not too sure about it, but I do definitely think that helped his popularity. He's trained a lot of famous players. Not any that I can remember off the top of my head, but I do think he was with some of the main guys.
Would you say that you still watch his videos today?
Yeah, of course. I think there's always new ways you can get better at things. I don't think you ever max out. You just keep going. Always something to learn.
So with that in mind, how many times a week do you think you'd watch a video? Maybe now you watch them a little less, but when you were really getting into him, well, how much would you watch? How much time would you invest really in watching these videos a week or per day?
I'd say, like, when I was first getting into working out, I'd be watching him probably, like, almost every single day, because I'd get back from the gym and just, I don't know, I feel like I want to do even better. I want to continue, like, my life in the gym, so I'd watch videos, and I even have my brother film me in the gym, and then that night I'd go home and compare, like, my form with how he's doing it and just kind of see, like, where I'm at. So I'd say he's had a very big influence on me. Yeah.
Do you ever comment on his posts, or do you ever try to reach out to him to maybe get in contact with him?
Actually, I've not done that. I have obviously I follow him on Instagram and subscribe to him on YouTube, but I don't know, for some reason when someone's that big on a page, I just don't really try and reach out. I feel like it's too difficult. But I mean, now that you said that, maybe if I do have a specific concern, because I've never really considered doing that, but maybe one day, like I would.
You can always DM, direct message.
Exactly,
him and ask him any questions you have, or even under his posts.
Yeah.
I'm sure he responds to several of his comments. If you have a specific question, there's no reason why he wouldn't respond to you.
Exactly, I should definitely consider that.
When you hear the term fan, and you look at yourself as a fan of Jeff, what does that mean to you? And do you consider yourself a fan? Do you consider yourself, a creator? Why? Tell me why. Explain to me why.
I would say I'm definitely a fan for sure, as I follow his page and everything. I think that's one of the primary definitions of a fan. But I see him more as, like, he's a personal trainer. So I see him, like, in like a teacher kind of way, which is kind of interesting because this is someone I've never met, never seen. I don't even know where he lives. And I'm literally watching him through a screen, and that he's someone that I feel like has played a major influence on my life, even more so than actual teachers that I've had. So I'd say that's, at the same time, I'm a fan. So I think it's super interesting. And man, maybe I'll meet him one day. I have no idea. I do believe he has a gym somewhere. He has his own personal gym. So who knows? But yeah.
What do your friends, what do your family think of this? You said that your brother, you and your brother started going to the gym together because you guys were skinny and wanted to, watch his videos to help you guys be better with form and become bigger. But what is your, maybe your parents think of Jeff, or what do your friends, think of your relationship with Jeff, even though you don't know him, your type of the respect level that you have for him and how he was able to really change your life?
Yeah. My brother pretty much watched, like, the same kind of relationship with him as my twin brother, by the way. He did the same thing, and he was into working out with me at the exact same time. But I'd say, like, my family, they knew I was, like, super into working out, but they didn't really, I don't think they really knew where I learned to do it. They never really talked to me about it, actually, but but my friends, a lot of my friends, like, they tried to get into working out. They didn't really know what they were doing, so it was interesting because they looked to me to help them out. And the person I looked to help me out was Jeff. And we'd go to the gym together, and I'd see they'd be struggling with the form. They'd say, like, hey, where can I is there any way I can, you know, practice this on my own? Because you're not always going to be there. And I recommended them to watch Athlean X or Jeff.
It's interesting how one person watching something can change so many different opinions around them about the way they do something. You know, for example,
it's crazy.
Yeah. You just by sending a link of one of Jeff's videos to your friends, automatically in 3-4 minutes, they know exactly what they should be doing and exactly what you did to become bigger and stronger than you were before. And it's I think it's an important to realize how that ability to share on social media, that platform that he has, you know, you don't need a personal trainer anymore at the gym. You don't need a person there with you all the time because your phone can be your personal trainer. Your page can be your personal trainer. A single page, you know, a figure. He's a figure, right? You've never met him. Yeah. You've only seen him online, right? But he's changed your life and he's done that dramatically. And it's you know, incredible how much power the internet has to be able to give someone that platform.
Yeah. I just want to touch upon that point you said, like the personal trainer. I've had so many people just in the gym when I first started, not knowing what I was doing. So many personal trainers like, hey, come with me. I'll give you one free session. And I've done the sessions before. Honestly, I didn't really like it. And then be like, oh, the next one is this amount of dollars, which I just thought was absolutely ridiculous, because these days I really think there's no need for like physical personal trainers, because when there's a free internet, I think you can't beat that. And I think this is why Jeff has played such a big influence on me. It's free, completely free.
Interesting you say that. I agree and disagree. I think that you are right. A personal trainer is less necessary in today's world than it was maybe 5-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of people need that person there to help them and guide them and motivate them to be able to be better. You had that self-drive, you had that self-motivation. All you needed was a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance. Whereas there's some people, I think, especially you see this with older people, who might not know exactly what they're doing, and they need someone there to teach them how to do it along the way. And they need someone there consistently so that they can get motivated. And, you know, for example, one of my friends, you know, doesn't really love to go to the gym, but when he goes to the gym, he has a personal trainer. And I think that's helped him stay disciplined, because when he doesn't have that personal trainer, he doesn't go. Mm-hmm. You know, so the discipline of a personal trainer is important, and the work ethic that they can help you with. It's like getting a tutor, right?
Yeah.
You know, now why would you say we need tutors anymore when all our homework or all, you know, how to solve math problems are online with Khan Academy and all these different types of websites and platforms and social media pages and whatnot. So it's that same type of idea. You have all these online tutors, so why do you need an in-person tutor? Mm. You know, it's because sometimes people need that person there to help them guide, to help talk it out, to help, you know, get your ideas going, which is why I think a personal trainer in some cases are important. However, I agree with you in the fact that if you have that self-discipline, if you have that self-motivation, there's no need. There's absolutely no need.
Yeah, now that you make that point, I actually do agree with you. Personally, I'm speaking from personal experience. When I hear personal trainer, all I see is a price tag. And I'd rather have motivation over a price tag.
Absolutely.
That's me personally.
Absolutely.
I can't see that, how some people would need it, though.
And in my personal opinion, I will tend to agree with you. I think that there's no need, because, you know, if you're going to the gym in the first place, you want to do it to better yourself, right? Going to the gym is self-care in a way. So I don't think you need to spend $200 extra when you can save that money and spend that on maybe something different, or, you know, save that money and put it to good use with something that you might actually need help with. Whereas personal trainer is a luxury. It's a luxury, you know.
I'm going to make one more point about Jeff, actually, this is actually something I just remembered.
Please.
So I keep on talking about this price thing. Jeff, while his videos online, he has hundreds of free videos. He does have a workout program where it's very, way more specific. I think you even get to meet with, he has a company called Athlean X. I'm pretty sure you even maybe get to meet with someone in the area. If you pay $80, I think, It'll give you an exact meal plan you need, like exact calories, carbs, fats, proteins, whatever. It'll tell you exactly what exercises to do every day, a week. You pretty much, it gives you a plan, you do everything else. And like we were saying before with like paying and whatnot, I think, yeah, again, if you want to have that, if you already have that self-drive, but you may need a little more push, like I'd say that's about myself, I'd say just watching the videos is enough. But if some people are still a little confused, I can definitely see why they would spend, I think, like, yeah, $80 to get that, like, super, like, guided, which I can see. But at that point, I don't know, maybe they would rather get a personal trainer at a gym. I don't know, but... At the end of the day, as much as I love this guy, he's a businessman.
Right.
I'll say that.
And at the end of the day, I mean, a gym's a business, right? You're paying a gym membership in the first place. You know, so for some people, it's like, well, I'm already paying for this gym membership. Why not as well have someone there to help me out while I'm at the gym and using their service? On the other hand, it's, you know, is that even necessary? You know, up for debate. However, let's move on to another question I have for you is, you know, looking at from all the inspiration you've gathered from Jeff, do you think you see yourself in the future creating videos similar to his and trying to maybe find a career in a career path in nutrition and in exercise?
You know, I'm open to really anything. I'm an undeclared here, so who knows? Anything could happen. Maybe if
elaborate that's, undeclared.
Undeclared humanities
at
Colleges of Letters and Science
in
UC Davis. Yeah, I'm an undeclared major, so yeah, I'm not really sure what I want to do. Maybe I could get involved in that. I'm super into working out, nutrition too, and everything. So I could see it, but I'm actually glad you asked that question. So I was about to talk about kind of the fitness community as a whole on YouTube. Jeff is more of, yeah, he's here to teach you. He's here to guide you. There's a lot of guys on YouTube, I'd say, who are like, I guess, in the bodybuilding, whatever portion of it. And they're just there kind of, just like showing off, like that's like their main goal. Like one guy makes, I guess, prank videos where he just like goes shirtless in front of a bunch of people, just shows off. So it's like, it's kind of weird how he has no fitness advice or anything. That's like pretty much all he does. So if I were to ever get involved in like being a trainer or anything, or being in the fitness community on YouTube, I would never want to be involved in that because that's just ridiculous. And just speaking about the whole fitness community on social media, there's a lot of like fakeness. Like people will be caught photoshopping their pictures and everyone's taking the picture like the best lighting and all this. And that's just not the path that Jeff is on. Although he'd still technically be considered in the fitness community on social media, obviously, because he's, you know, teaching you how to do this. He does collaborations with some of these other people, but at the end of the day, he's not trying to just do it to show off. This is something he's very passionate about.
So you talk about the community, YouTube community of bodybuilders or, you
just
know,
fitness
in general,
yeah.
Right? Is there anyone that's similar to Jeff that you looked at first and maybe realized quickly they weren't for you, or you liked them, but Jeff just stood out more than some other people?
Yeah, I've watched several different ones. One to I would note is Kino Body. I don't know if you've heard of them. That's his company name. His name's Greg O'Gallagher. I'd say he has actually pretty decent advice on how to get things done, but he talks about something called intermittent fasting, which is you don't eat breakfast. Like you wake up and you don't eat for just 8 hours. You can't eat for 8 hours. The only things you can have water and coffee. That's it. And his whole fitness plan, the whole structure is based on this thing, intermittent fasting. And I'm not someone who can't eat breakfast. When I wake up in the morning, I have to eat breakfast. I like to eat in the morning. So I straight up don't really watch him just for that reason, because I don't like intermittent fasting. At the same time, you really get to know someone through just YouTube videos. His personality is, I think he's kind of full of himself, just straight being honest. And I don't see that in Jeff. I see Jeff as more of a teacher. He cares about you. And this guy, I feel like he's like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm better than you. Watch me do it. And that's not the attitude that Jeff gives off at all, which I really appreciate.
So, interesting you say that, because in my mind, immediately what I think of is maybe Jeff is not only showing how to do something, but is going step by step in showing that. So you get a visual and an audio image and picture and portrayal. Yeah. While it seems like the other dude doesn't do that to the same extent. Expand on that, or maybe help me understand more.
Yeah.
Why Jeff's videos are more teacher based and more helpful than the other guys.
Okay. This guy, he starts every video like just by taking his shirt off and like flexing for the camera. It's like super conceited, and I'm just like, and then he'll like watch me do this, and he'll like zoom in on himself doing it. It's like, all right, I can see you're trying to flex for the camera. It's a little not the best. I mean, what he's saying is, I'd say, correct, but it's like at the end of the day, this is not, I don't want to watch you flex for the camera. And this other guy, Jeff, his whole show parts of the video that matter. He'll show a full body view of him doing bench press, squat, whatever. This guy's literally like zooming in on himself, and I don't appreciate that. I just really don't. And again, with this whole intermittent fasting thing, I just don't really like this guy personally. Yeah.
Yeah. What, when it comes to Jeff and his personality that he brings out on camera, it helped that you think he's relatable in his teachings? Do you think that that's why maybe he's so popular, or why you enjoy him so much, is because he's able to relate and teach at the same time? Or you think that he's just such a good teacher that it helps you so much that you don't really need any other, there's no other reason to watch it but just to learn and then go and do it yourself?
I'd say if there's one word I could use to describe Jeff's personality on camera, I'd just say inspirational. That's just how he is. I touched on this before, he's very to the point, no cutting corners, like, this is what you do. If you can't keep up, that's too bad. While he is like that, I'd say he still is very inspirational. He wants you to succeed. He's like there for you. He wants you to do this way. While it's gonna be difficult, it's like you're gonna make it and you're gonna reach results, which I think is super great. I do think you need inspiration, but you also need a reality check at the same time.
What goals specifically did you have for yourself when watching Jeff's videos? And do you think that you accomplished those goals, or that you're starting to accomplish those goals?
One thing I always, there's a saying about, proud but never satisfied is the motto I kind of like to live by. Because when I first started, my goal was pretty much, it was just like, let's see like how far I can take this. And I'd say my strength, when I first started, I'm lifting weights now that I'd say I never thought I would lift back when I first started. So I definitely say I'm making progress. I would attribute a lot of that success to Jeff's videos. But again, proud but never satisfied. So I always think there's more to be done. Yeah.
No, great answer. I think my last question would be, where would you be today if Jeff wasn't around, if Jeff's videos weren't around? Where do you think that you'd, still be able to achieve all the goals that you've achieved?
I think that I would inevitably stumble upon another YouTuber or someone to teach me. If they would have been as efficient in helping me, I have no idea. But if it wasn't, I don't know. I really don't think so, because Jeff has one of the biggest followings on YouTube about that has to do with like teaching you how to work out. So I wouldn't be able to lift as much as I do today. I have no idea. That is interesting to think about, though, because he's played such a massive role in my life. I really don't know.
Great. No, well, thank you so much, Ethan. I really appreciated and enjoyed learning more about Jeff and your enthusiasm and your how he's helped you influence your life in so many different ways. That last question, I know we said it was the last one, but it made me think for a second. If Jeff was if you saw Jeff in person, what would you say, and what exercise would you want to work do with him?
The first thing I'd say is obviously I have to get a picture with him, and then I'd just say like I would obviously thank him like so much for doing this. And my favorite exercise is bench, so obviously it'd be like, let's go bench press together. And I don't know, I think that would be a lot of fun actually.
And who benches more?
Me or Jeff? Oh, Jeff. Not me. We'll see, maybe if in a couple years, so catch up.
Maybe in a couple years. Ethan, thank you so much. Of course. Very much appreciated. Mm-hmm.